WTAP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump is revisiting comments that ignited a firestorm earlier this week. He said he'd be open to getting dirt on political opponents from a foreign power.
The president told ABC this week he would not necessarily tell the FBI, which outraged Democrats. This morning he tells Fox and Friends he'd of course look at the dirt, and if it was incorrect,
I'd report it to law enforcement, absolutely.
He's also blaming Iran for attacking oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman.
They're a nation of terror.
And is rejecting a federal watchdog's recommendation that he fire Counselor Kellyanne Conway for violating a law limiting political activity by government workers.
It looks to me like they're trying to take away her right of free speech, and that's just not fair.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The suspected trigger man in the David Ortiz shooting and another of the suspects may have committed violent crimes here in the U.S. Matt Small reports.
According to prosecutors in New Jersey, a bench warrant on armed robbery and gun charges has been issued for the man who authorities in the Dominican Republic say shot former Red Sox star David Ortiz. Meanwhile, a prosecutor in Pennsylvania says he believes another suspect in Sunday's incident is wanted for attempted murder there.
Ortiz was shot in the back at a bar in the Dominican Republic on Sunday. He's recovering at a hospital in Boston. Authorities say a baby cut from its mother's womb by a woman with a butcher knife has now died in a Chicago area hospital. The little boy had been in grave condition since the attack in April that killed his mother. Two women already charged in the mother's death may now be charged with the baby's murder, say police. Pope Francis has been talking to big oil producers, and now they say they are committed to carbon pricing to help the environment. This is AP. Radio News. Toronto is going to have a big party.
In his first season as head coach, Nick Nurse led Toronto to its first NBA championship as the Raptors held off the Warriors to win Game 6, 114-110. Acquired in the offseason by a trade with the San Antonio Spurs, Kawhi Leonard scored 22 points and was named Finals MVP.
Just to be able to win this championship this year is just something special for me, because you know how the last year everybody was looking at me, and I stayed true to myself, and I had a great support system.
Pascal Siakam and Kyle Lowry, each with 26 points. For the Warriors, Klay Thompson poured in a game-high 30 points, but injured his left knee late in the third quarter and did not return. Andre Iguodala with 22 points, and Stephen Curry had 21. Ryan Leong, Oakland.
A Jordanian citizen living in Ohio has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for trying to join ISIS. Federal authorities say he wanted to be a suicide bomber. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.